Rolo.
What's up? What's
going on?
You having a Rolo? Is that what you're doing?
Rolo because YOLO.
It's like chocolate with caramel inside.
That's so good.
Delicious.
I know, and you don't always see them.
I feel like they're underappreciated. I think they're the stickiness turns people off, but I enjoy them.
They're like kind of like hidden too. Like, you know, you always see, like, if you go in a gas station, you're gonna see those fucking Snickers. They're like right up front and center. Rolos be fucking tucked away.
Are you saying
there's a guy at work who's got like a bowl of candy out, and the first couple weeks he was there, he put out Rolos, and since then he's putting out nothing but the Jolly Ranchers hard candy. I'm like, where are the Rolos? Bring them back.
Hey, bro, where's the Rolos at?
Both good choices.
Yeah, but you know the hard candy's been out for like 6 months now.
I'm just saying, what are you contributing?
I mean the candy.
Right, he is.
I'm consuming it.
He is helping get rid of it.
My most underappreciated snack food of all time is Fifth Avenue's. I think like those got thrown under the bus. It wasn't cool.
That sounds so fucking fancy.
I like the Baby Ruth. I think
Baby Ruth's a good candy.
Do you guys like Baby Ruth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like them. It's like a fucking Snickers without the caramel in it.
What?
I mean, it's like mostly caramel.
It's the best. It's just peanuts in your face.
It's whole peanuts and caramel.
Yeah.
Wait, what's the one with just like nuts and nougat?
A Milky Way.
No, they don't.
No nuts in a Milky Way.
Yeah, that one is. Okay. Milky Way is super lame.
They don't like Milky Ways. They suck.
I don't know.
Nuts,
I guess,
and nougat.
There is one. There is one like that, Jeff. You're not making that up, right?
Is that a zero bar?
I don't know. I'm trying to. All right, what's in a Baby Ruth then?
Peanuts, caramel, and chocolate.
That's it, baby.
Snickers also has nougat in there.
All right, so it's like Snickers without the nougat.
Yeah.
All right. That's why.
And nougat is basically wasted space. I mean, it has no flavor on its own.
Yeah.
It's like the Three Musketeers. That shouldn't exist. Like chocolate outside of nougat, it's not a real candy.
Yeah, I'm with you on that for sure.
You should at least throw some marshmallow in there or something.
I'll tell you guys this right now. I can only find it in king size, but if you find it, get Reese's Crispy and Crunchy. Oh my god, this is so good.
Oh, those are delicious.
Yeah, you had it. Yeah.
I'm just putting this out there. This is the best part of the show right here.
Yeah. Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 220. Evidently, this is the snack cast.
Snack cast.
If you don't like candy, fuck off. That's all I have to say.
Strong.
We should do a Halloween episode purely about candy and horror video games. There you go. Idea. Throw it.
Well, Tony could talk about the candy.
Right. And then when we're done with the candy, I can just, you know, leave and go to bed.
Sleep time.
All right, let's talk about Resident Evil. Good night, guys. We'll see you later.
It's a game.
You never played Resident Evil, or you just don't like those games, or
I
what?
I don't enjoy them. I hate the Resident Evil games. I detest them.
All right. Do you like horror movies, or like, is that not your thing either?
It's not really my thing. Yeah. I mean, I've seen a lot of horror movies. It just doesn't do anything for me.
It's weird. Like, everyone I know here, like all my roommates, my girlfriend, everybody, like, they all don't like horror movies. I'm like, come on, man! Like, what the fuck?
You just bought like,
yeah, I got this big ass
super horror set.
Sucks.
Bafo is a heartless robot. Of course, he wouldn't feel anything with horror movies.
Well, this is the problem. See, I have no emotion, so it's like, exactly. let's convey shock, and I'm like, I'm not shocked. What's going on?
Yeah, but like, wouldn't it appeal to like your evil side?
But I could be actively doing evil myself.
Exactly.
Watch somebody else.
An evil person doesn't get off with horror movies because they can be doing it themselves.
Yeah, but it's like watching porn.
It would be like a surfer watching a surfer movie. They don't want to watch.
No,
that.
Jeff. Porn is about physical desire. It's not emotional.
That's just, yeah. That's like completely different. Anywho.
I'm really glad my wife closed the door, by the way.
She just heard all this. She's like, okay.
She's like, on the other side, porn is about what?
As Tony is sitting there with two laptops.
And,
I promise.
Come on, I got two laptops, a phone, a tablet. I'm like rocking here.
four screens.
That's right. How many things can you look at once?
Never enough screens.
Some games came out this week.
This was like the best gaming week of the year.
I got none of them
so far. You got none of them?
Wow.
What came out? Shadow of Mordor and what else? Hyrule Warriors.
Sherlock. Hyrule Warriors came out on last Friday, so we'll count that for this week.
Counts, yeah.
Tomorrow, Smash Brothers comes out.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Forza Horizon 2.
It actually should be up soon for you East Coast folks if you want to download it, but I think I'm going to wait for Wii U. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't want to play that on a portable system.
I tried the demo for it. It was good. It was Smash Brothers, you know.
Sure. And I mean,
it's just, I'm not that, like, if I was super into the series, I'd be like, fuck yeah, dude, I get it on the, and I get it, you know.
I'm not, like, it's a game, like, I play, like, when friends come over.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Go ahead, Joe.
Before we start proper.
We did start proper. But.
Yeah, we started.
Well, we're close.
All right, confess to whatever it is you're confessing to. What horrible thing have you done?
No. I watched You're Next on Netflix today.
It's good, right?
It's really good. Like
I
watched
told you that.
I watched it twice, and I liked it even more the second time. It's super clever and a really fun horror movie. Yeah.
It was in my top 10 last year. Like, I really liked it.
Yeah, it's great. Like, have you seen it more than once? Like, do you remember it well?
I've seen it twice, but like back when it came out. So
the final shot is great when the cop's opening the door. She's like, "No!" And also says, "You're next." I was like, "That's fucking great, dude." You know what I'm talking about? She had like a trap rigged. Yeah. God. But that movie's just the music, the acting. The acting was good for a horror movie, like, and it was just it was like a really fresh take on slasher movie because these were regular people and they had a real motive, you know. If you know what I mean.
Right.
Spoilers. It has some twists, so spoilers. Sorry, Fozzie and Tony.
I've not tried to even listen.
If you like horror films, you should definitely check it out. I know Earl watched it yesterday, which is weird.
Well, because I just got Netflix again, because I apparently can't pirate movies anymore, which I can't talk about also as well on here. But
what happened to you?
I can't talk about it.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
F.A., no!
All I'm saying is don't pirate movies, because, Netflix...
Oh, shit.
Oh, God.
You want to be arrested soon?
We need a story after this podcast is over, I think.
That's hilarious.
Actually, you still might not be able to talk about it. Never mind. I wanted to be deposed for grand jury or anything.
I can't talk about it, publicly or anything. So, I don't know. I'll tell you about it later. I don't know.
No, you won't. You will not tell us about it later.
I won't. Actually, because
this is on the podcast, Jeff is not going to tell us anything.
Absolutely.
Ever.
Absolutely. But, yeah.
About anything, really. But especially the thing he's not supposed to talk about.
Right.
So games.
Yeah, games.
Games.
What do we want to start with? Because there's a bunch of stuff.
Let's start with Age of Wonders 3. Because Jeff really wants to get that one out of the way so I can talk about other games. But I've been playing the Golden Realms expansion, which came out last week.
No.
I played it earlier this year. Game was fine. But this expansion added a new race to the game. They added halflings, which somehow ended up being a cross between the hobbits from Lord of the Rings and Lucky from the Lucky Charms box.
What?
they have this really weird sense, all the other races were designed super seriously, and for some reason they just took this comical approach. So I was talking about this a couple weeks ago. It was the game where the monkeys are throwing poop at my guys. But these halflings have units that attack other units by throwing chickens at them or shooting fireworks, and they're all just designed really off and really funny. So it's weird to take this super serious 4X game with the really advanced combat system and toss in all this weirdness. It's great. It's actually really refreshing. It makes me like the game a lot more. normally when you have an expansion that this adds a race and like a campaign, and normally when that's all an expansion is, I'm pretty disappointed. But the race that they add is just so hilarious and so entertaining. It makes the game worth playing again because it's like fresh and fun.
Right, it's something you weren't expecting. So
right. You just expect you expect like the knights and the archers. And there's none of that. It's all like one of your units like heals the other units by throwing turkey at them for them to eat. there's like a brewmaster unit that attacks other guys by sleepers at them. It's just hilarious.
Is it kind of like a new class like you play through the whole game with or something? Like
Diablo? Oh, it's a new playable like country. Oh. So you could there's a new campaign based on them, plus you can go back to the like the skirmish mode and play through a whole like generated campaign with them.
And they're play differently.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alright.
And it adds a whole bunch of like random wandering monsters, but the monkeys throwing poop are the highlight.
That is pretty great.
Yeah, they hit your guys with poop and then your guys stink. And when you try to attack the monkeys, then your guys stink.
Does that do anything? Is there a reason? Can you kill them because of the stink? Like, the stink is so bad?
The stink affects a bunch of statistics. It's it like affects poison. Their luck.
Like their morale and shit.
Yeah, right. So this expansion did add like a couple new features, and one of them was luck, which is what makes you think of like leprechauns when you're playing. Because your unit gets attacked, and before your unit's never dodged. But now there's this stat called luck, and halflings being leprechaunish have really high luck. And if they can dodge the attack, then there's like this explosion of four-leaf clovers.
What is going on?
I have no idea. But that's Golden Realms. Honestly, I think that this expansion makes the game a lot more entertaining to play. So
that sounds pretty cool.
Yeah,
Tony likes monkeys.
I do. I like poop throwing monkeys.
I don't even know what to say to that.
who wouldn't like that? Come on.
This has been the best episode of the Perfect.
I guess that's true. I mean, poop and monkeys,
poop and candy, and Jeff can't talk about things. It's great.
Oh, I'm sure you're enjoying that part of it. Love that part.
What else do we want to talk about? Because
I want to hear about Hyrule Warriors. Who bought that?
I think I'm the only other one. Well, Fozzie has a Wii, right?
Yes, yeah. I do.
You probably didn't buy Hyrule Warriors.
I did buy Hyrule Warriors.
You bought the new Zelda game? Oh, you did?
I did, yeah.
And?
It's fun.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Do you play Dynasty Warriors?
I haven't since PS2, which probably really helped.
Yeah, it's like, so it's not super stale?
Yeah.
It's not repetitive.
It's repetitive.
Yeah, it's repetitive. I mean, that's what that type of game is, but it's like, I haven't played it in a while, so it's, you know.
Yeah, no, I hear you. It's like, you get a little bit Madden. Fresh. It's like, I haven't played Madden in 5 years. All right,
yeah,
cool.
It's like, oh, all right. Like, they changed some stuff. And but, yeah, it all takes place in the Zelda timeline. You start out as Link. You're kind of, like, working out in the soldier area training early on. And you get attacked by I don't really know who the hell's attacking you. I haven't dug that deep into it yet. But you get attacked, like, ton, like, huge armies. Like, you know the areas you're at because you've played Zelda before, but, like, just you've never seen this many enemies. And
Yeah.
And, like, you know, like a Dynasty Warriors game, like, you are quickly dispatching them by just, like, smashing buttons. And
like, it'll be, like, hundreds of them and shit, right? Like...
Yeah, oh, yeah. They're everywhere. Like, and then, so the areas of the map have become like battlefields, and just like in Dynasty Warriors, that you're trying to take back, and like there's ebb and flow of the battle. Is like you being on the battlefield in that area can definitely help turn the tide, and gain you that territory back. And but whereas Dynasty Warriors is like, all right, we're having this battle, and you know, you're working through, like, you're kind of going from point to point to try and boost morale or help out, get rid of the enemies. They've kind of incorporated, like, as a storyline, so the first level, Hyrule Castle gets attacked, you go out, you're helping out in the different areas. Then the next one, you're actually on kind of like a quest, like, you're taking the army, like, the army's going with you, but you're moving to go find these resistance fighters that are fighting against these new dark creatures that have come through. So there's, like, a point to you being out there, and like a battle erupts there, and it's interesting, it's fun. You upgrade your character and get new weapons, and so far I've been playing as Link, and I can't think of the other lady's name. It's not Zelda or Sheik. It's like Zelda's right hand person.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's somebody I don't really remember from the game, so she might have been created for this, but. It's fun.
Yeah, so, like, if I've never played Dynasty Warriors, it's hard for me to tell if I'd like it. You know, I've never played it, so. I like Zelda, though, so it'd help, even if it's, like, a game style I didn't like.
Yeah, I mean, like there's chests, and, like, there's you're getting the items that you get, so, like, the first item you get is a bomb, and it's used exactly the same way as you would in a Zelda game, except it's not puzzle-based, so it's, like, you're going to come up on.
Fighting.
Right, and you're gonna come up on like an area that's blocked off by, like rocks or something. So, oh, Link, we need you to bring the bomb down. So like you get the bomb in this one area, you have to fight through the area and get, and then you can open up. You throw the bomb at the wall and it explodes, and you can then the rest of your army can kind of push through, and that can like turn the tide of the battle there. In the second level, there's you're kind of doing this like kind of escort thing where they bring a bomb to, it's not like one of your bombs, it's like a really big bomb, and they're trying to put it towards these pillars so they can drop it over some lava so you can continue to move on. And there's boss fights like in each area. It's never more than like, you know, bash some buttons and you kill them quickly.
Make the meter go down. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, that's what it is. It's make the meter go down. And I'm sure the combat is way deeper if you understand any of it, but I'm just like having fun smashing the button. And
see, I just don't know. Die. Like, I don't know. Like, I could see me getting kind of hooked into it if there was like a strong leveling and system, like something like that, but I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, there is a leveling system, and there is. Like, you get new weapons, you can upgrade them, and, but yeah, it doesn't seem like it's not super deep. It feels, like, reminiscent of, I think it was Dynasty Warriors 2 or 3, might have been the last one I played, on, like, the PlayStation 2. And it feels a lot like that, except, you know, with Zelda aesthetic, and a little bit more of, like, an adventure feel to it, like, for this story, whereas Dynasty Warriors was always, kind of like Romance of the Three Kingdoms type era, like storyline, where they're dealing with, I guess, semi-historical figures and semi-historical battles, and this is all Hyrule.
Yeah, yeah.
Zelda, Link, Triforce.
Yeah, I would love to rent it, but I went to Redbox, and the only Wii U game that they have is Mario Kart.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
That's not surprising, really.
You can knock me down with a feather.
Like, I don't want to buy. Like, I think eventually I'm just gonna wait to find it used at GameStop, and then, like, I could buy it and see if I like it or not. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't think this will be one of those ones that like holds its value as much as other Nintendo games does. So,
either way, like, I don't care. Let's say it's $45 used or whatever.
Right.
Buy it. If I don't like it, I'll return it. If it's good, I'll keep it. I don't care. You know what I mean?
Right. It's fun. It's fun, and it's like giving my Wii U a reason to exist since Mario Kart, so.
Dude, I play it all the time, man.
Oh, Hefe.
Have some love. Oh, actually, I think I play it the least is PS4, but that's not because it's a bad system.
No, there's just nothing to play on it.
Oh, well, like, dude, like, I got Destiny. I could play it on PS4.
You could have, right.
You know, It's not anything against it. So they, like, I don't think Xbox is doing way better. I just have I play more games on it just because, you know.
Right. I mean, you could make the same, like, if you were like, I play my PS4 more, like, you could make the same argument against the Xbox, like.
Yeah.
I just decided, because of their internet services, like, their online services, that, like, unless it's really, like, a PS4 game, like, that you can't get on Xbox One, I might as well get on Xbox One. Because I always have issues with their internet, you know?
Kind of same boat I'm in. And just to go back on Hyrule Warriors, I was actually giving people shit about, you know, oh, you never liked Dynasty Warriors before, now all of a sudden this is like, ah, I love it now. But the fact of the matter is that, you know, there is the lore and character setting for it, so.
Yeah, it definitely has something special to it.
Yeah,
for sure.
But if, like, Mass Effect made a fucking Dynasty Warrior game, I guarantee you there'd be people out there that might be interested in it, just because it has Mass Effect, and,
right.
So, I don't know. Dynasty Warriors is, like you said with Chris, like, I mean, when was the last time any one of us has played a really, like, dinosaur?
I never have. That's the thing. It's like, for all I know, I'd like it.
Expect a lot of, like, it's repetitive bullshit, but it is somewhat fun, I guess. I've never finished a game of Dynasty Warriors, but I played it. I'm like,
I'm not sure I have either.
I don't know if it has the same effect now, but back then it's like, oh my god, there's 100 characters on the screen. This is fucking amazing. And you're just like, you're taking out dude. And it's just like, it's like something that feels great when you want to be on a power trip or something. You just want to feel like, because like you're taking out hundreds of guys at a time. You feel like a god almost in that game. So, I mean, yeah, it's fun. I don't know if the lasting appeal is there. Even if it is Zelda. So, that's my little, my little rant on it. But, hey, if you want to buy it, more power to you. Ain't no one gonna stop you.
Hey, it's Zelda.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Tony, you've been playing the biggest game.
Oh,
this week, right? And Middle Earth: Shadow of Mordor,
the game I refused to pre-order earlier this year because I didn't think it would be good, and it's really good.
I told everyone I stuck by my roots, and I said it's going
to be good. I still think it was the right idea. Studio's first game, but once the reviews started hitting, I'm like, oh my god, I have to have a combination of Batman and Assassin's Creed.
Oh, Lord of the Rings.
Yes,
y'all and, got it. I have
not got it yet.
I'm gonna get it Black Friday, I think. Because, like, I know I'll like it, but I can wait. I have Alien next week. I can wait.
Yeah, I couldn't wait. I saw that game.
That fucking game. It's ridiculous.
What's that?
I already put 12 hours into that game.
You played 12 hours of it already? All right, maybe you should talk about it first, because I've only played about 2 hours.
Oh. It's fun. it's Thursday now, and I got it on Tuesday, and it wasn't even like a midnight release Tuesday. It was just a regular Tuesday, but yeah, I've already put about 12 hours as far as what the story mode says. Story-wise, it's pretty cliche as far as the shit that's it, but I mean, it's actually pretty cool. The characters are somewhat, like, you know, funny and things like that, so it does have its value there. But definitely it's the gameplay that really shines in that game. Especially in particular the Nemesis system.
Yes, tell me about that. I think I kind of get it, but I don't know.
Seriously, I'm still it's a very easy game to kind of pick up and play, but it's very hard to master. I feel as far as like I probably put like 8 hours in before I felt like comfortable with first off the controls and just like being able to do everything you can, because it's a very it's a Batman system as far as countering and stuff, but there's a lot of other things you can do too, like interrogations, like while you're fighting other guys, things like that.
Grab them, hit the B button,
yeah, and that's the thing is like, it's great because everything's in real time. So if you're trying to interrogate someone, it's not like the enemies just stand still. Like, you'll see a guy behind you about to, like, axe you down, so you have to get out of the interrogation, counter him real quick. Or when
you're executing somebody.
Yeah, if you're about to...
You're cutting the throat on the ground, and somebody comes up behind you. You're like, oh, God. And the other guy gets up again. You're like...
Yeah, exactly. That's the great thing about it, is, like, the execution kill is not just, like, you're not in that one motion. It's all fluid, so... If you want to stop the execution and get the guy that's behind you, you can. And then the guy is going to come back up because you didn't finish the execution. But really, it's just like it's the bosses and the nemesis. So what it is if you kill a guy, other Orcs is what they're called, the Orcs. They'll come and some of them get promoted, some of them kill each other off. But essentially, the game is all about getting to these war chiefs, and through the war chiefs they have lower guys that protect them, their bodyguards. But you know, as you're going around the mini map of Mordor, or the map of Mordor, there's never like a safe spot. You don't ever feel safe. It's not like Assassin's Creed where you could blend in. It's, you're always sneaking around all the time in this map. So for example, you can be fighting one guy, and the thing about the AI is that they're really good as far as like grouping up on you. So something as like as easy as like a three-man, like, you know, you see three guys and then you're fighting them, then all of a sudden you just start seeing like 10 or 11 guys like getting at you. And then the captains will come in and they'll say things to you, and that's the cool thing, is that they remember what happened before, whether they retreated, whether you retreated, whether they killed you, whether, and I've even had a guy who came back twice and I've killed, and he came back. I'm like, I killed you, you son of a bitch. Like, the first time I didn't get it. I was like, maybe I didn't kill him. Second time, I definitely know I killed him, and he still came back. And it was cool, because every time he came back, he looked different. Like, the third time he came back, he had a mask around his face, because that's how much I fucked up his face. So it's really fascinating. Like, the nemesis system is definitely the best part about the game, man. And it's just... you really become attached to these enemies, and it's almost like you have respect for them, because when you actually, there's one guy, there's always going to be like one or two guys that are always going to just give you grief, like always, like right now there's this guy called Baka or something like that I cannot seem to kill. Like, every time I try to go after him and he always gets away, or he ends up killing me. And he's just gaining level after level.
And he gets stronger. That's the worst part. They kill you and like, oh, great.
Yeah, so every time that you kill them, it's always going to be a little bit tougher of a challenge. So like four or five times we've already met on the battlefield, and the outcome has never been me killing him. So it's great. You almost get like this almost obsession over this one guy, and you're like, I need to fucking kill this guy. I need to kill him. Like, he's just a thorn on your side, and it's something I've never seen in a game before. So, and if anyone's listening out there, do not get on the 360 or PS3 version, because I hear that the Nemesis version or system is not even in it for some odd reason.
That's
right. That is what makes the game. So, I mean, the game is still fun, but I really don't understand like what was the cause of not putting that in there. Anyways,
well, that's supposed to be the next gen part of it that they're claiming, that, you know, the next gen technology gave them the ability to do that.
But like, why
not? It doesn't sound like
I don't understand that bullshit.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like that.
If you start thinking about some of the other games that like had the graphical fidelity that this game has, like Crysis, Crysis 2 and Crysis 3, and those games had to like shut off their AI because the older systems couldn't handle that much going on. So I mean, I can see it. I can see why that would be the case.
I would have to play the game too to see how complex the Nemesis system is, but I don't see why that couldn't be like in an older game.
Yeah. Or at least like kind of like a more watered down version of it.
Yeah, maybe not as much.
Maybe they don't remember you, but there's still like kind of like that ranking system. Again, I don't know. I've never played the previous game.
It's somehow tied together Mass Effect 1 through 3, where like your character could go through it and like different shit.
Yeah, but that's only, there's only like 15 or so choices in that entire game.
Right. Sure, I guess. I'm just saying, anyway. Like, you know, don't tell me it can't be done. Whatever.
Yeah. It's I mean, I'm having a blast with it. It's really tough too. Like, it's not easy. Like I was saying with the AI, how they'll group up on you. So I mean, you're really almost on your toes. Like it's mentally exhausting. But I hear that like towards the end of it, like you don't feel anything. You're just like a god almost at that point where nothing scares you. And I've already looked at like some of the things you can do, like in the future, and it's nuts. Like it just, I wouldn't say it makes it easier. It's just like it's just more satisfying because you can go to an orc stronghold and just fucking take care of business. But I think it's great the progression, because right now I'm just already 12 hours in and I'm still feeling like this like super weakling. Just like I really just like I'm always in the shadows. I'm never like out, and I have to really use everything to my advantage.
I felt so badass for the first 20 minutes. Like, oh, yeah. There's three guys. I'm like, I kill them all, and they're all dead.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
And then there's like five guys. I'm like, all right, I'm getting you, and I kill them all, and they're dead. And then I end up in this like group of like 12 of them, and I get massacred.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, and the one thing I really don't like is the health system. I understand. Yeah, like, okay, if you don't want to do the whole regen system, and they do have it kind of in there, I just wish that, okay, if I'm out of a battle at this point and I'm like disappeared, like my health should regen at that point, but it doesn't. You have to go and you have to look for these fucking plants everywhere. So it really just makes it annoying. I feel like, you know, as far as games go, okay, if I'm in a battle, okay, don't let my health regen. But if I'm out of it and there's no one that's looking out for me, like my health should be coming back up at that point. So, yeah, the health system is pretty frustrating. I really like the way that you can kind of save yourself before the finishing blow. It adds an extra area of tension, I feel. Like, okay, so for example, if you get killed, or not killed, but if your life goes down to zero, you'll have like this like mini game where you have to move the controller towards the middle of the circle and you have to press a button. And it's pretty easy when you're fighting normal guys, but captains, it makes it really difficult. So, I mean, it just adds like this element of tension and like, okay, I gotta get ready. I gotta move into the middle of the circle and, you know, and it's just really cool. And if you fuck it up, then yeah, you just watch as you get fucking chopped up half to death. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what else to say about it. It's a ton of fun though. It's right now. It's won my game of the year.
Yeah, it's definitely climbing on my list too. It's very entertaining.
I can see that. I can't wait till Black Friday. It's like a month away. I can wait. And I'll get.
Yeah. You can't wait. You can't wait, Jeff.
No, I can't. I mean, dude, there's so much coming out this month.
And there's
so.
No multiplayer.
Exactly. But you should
there's no like other games player in aspect. If you can wait it out, there's no reason not to.
Yeah.
But,
I
love that. Don't I wait. Mean,
I'll play now. It. I will play it by game of the year time. Trust me, because like I like Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
I've heard that before.
I'll need you to play that just so we're all on the same page.
You and I are never on the same page after what happened last time.
What game?
Huh?
What game?
Remember when we made a plan? We made a plan, Fozzie. We've talked about this plenty.
Then Fozzie saw
what
the light.
Plan?
He saw that your plan was
together.
Fundamentally flawed.
We were supposed to stick together.
Oh, Walking Dead?
Mm-hmm.
Walking
we're
Dead?
We're supposed to pivot it towards Far Cry 3 at the very least. And what did you pull off for us?
Uncharted? I don't know.
Something bad.
I thought that it was a pretty good... First off... Oh, well, that was 2 years ago then you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
I forgot?
Yeah, he's still not over that.
Jesus. Dude, get over it. It's a long ass
time. We have sat there for an hour playing this out. Like, alright, we're going to go for Walking Dead. We're going to like go for Walking Dead really hard. Like, dude, we planned this. We go into it. He goes on his own script. Like, Fozzie had his own script on the side. What he's going to do.
If I went off on my own script, it was probably for a good reason.
What it was is we were going to argue really hard for Walking Dead and then somehow go, Far Cry 3 is also a really fun game and let's choose that. But then I forgot what it was. It was something not as good as either of those games.
Halo?
It was Halo.
Yeah, I liked Halo, so that's probably where it lost me.
Halo was better than.
Dude, I'm sorry. Far Cry 3 was better than fucking Halo 4.
I don't know.
Meh.
I mean, as a total package, I think Halo 4 is better.
Oh? Gotcha.
Halo 4 is still on my 360.
Is it?
Who still plays it?
Is. Well, I mean, I go back and play Halo every once in a while.
Pass.
Problems?
Well, I mean, soon I won't have to play it on my 360 because
that's true. How? Well, it's still worth $4.
Listen, don't worry about the past. We're worrying about this year. So just make sure that you play Shadows of Mordor before the game.
I will. You know what? If going into let's say we had our game of the year discussion right now, I don't know what I would fight for. I really don't.
I'm in a really weird position because the game I've played the most and I really enjoy, I don't think is very good.
Which one?
I've played Destiny more than any game.
Oh
this year.
Destiny.
Titanfall.
No, I would never. I'll.
I really like Titanfall, but I don't know.
It's not game of the year. It's not.
It is. It is.
I don't care what it is. It's not.
I can go for that.
Yeah, Fozzy.
No, there's going to be issues. Serious.
Hefe, here's a spoiler. You're never going to be happy with our game of the year. Maybe, last year was probably as close as you're going to get as far as happy.
I thought what we came to last year was a great choice. It really was.
Yeah.
I replayed that game, and I think that it was on par with anything that I wanted to win.
I disagree. I think that the fact that we didn't choose Uncharted is still a ridiculous choice. But
We didn't play Uncharted. Uncharted wasn't last year. You mean The Last of Us.
Oh, The Last of Us? Yeah.
Sorry. I don't know what I said. Uncharted,
Uncharted. I would agree with you that I can see where you're coming from with that on Fozzy. I do, but...
That game is like a fine wine, baby. But it doesn't matter. That, Hefe, last year was as close as you're going to get to happiness. So just savor that, okay? Because, spoiler, you're not going to be happy this year.
Well, I don't know what you guys would fight for this year.
I don't know. That's really it. Honestly, there's still a lot of games to come out, too.
I think Call of Duty is going to be a dark horse this year. I think it looks a lot of fun.
It's going to be so dark that none of the rest of us are going to see it.
Where's it at?
It's going to be like Invisible Horse.
I plan on playing it.
From everything I see, the multiplayer looks fantastic. I think the story looks pretty
looks good.
It's a way back to the Modern Warfare days, and I think that the reviews will show that, and I think that people won't be excited until they see reviews. Just kind of like with Shadow of Mordor. So, I mean...
I'll bet you $5.
It looks interesting and new. So, people need to fucking deal with that shit. They're scared. Don't be scared. I'll be alright.
Terrified.
I don't know. I mean, it could be a good Call of Duty, but is it going to be something to get excited about? I doubt it.
I think for Call of Duty to really be a front runner, it needs to do what Modern Warfare did.
Yeah.
And
revolutionize
the first person genre again. And maybe it does that. Maybe I don't know. We haven't played it yet. So.
Sure, maybe.
Doubt it. Highly doubt it.
Maybe you'll open the box and the kid will walk out. Maybe.
I think it'll be better than Ghosts. I'll give it that. Hopefully.
I mean, but
Ghost
Bungie,
is awful, dude.
Bungie had their shot, and they kind of bungled it, so...
I think that, that there's not, there's a lot of good games out, but there's not a front runner right now. So, that's all I'm saying, is that Call of Duty has a chance. It has a chance to kind of stake a claim in that. Even fucking Wolfenstein has a chance for fucking Game of the Year at this point. I mean, there's just, there's a lot of games out there that aren't great, but aren't terrible. They're just...
I would say that about Wolfenstein, but who else has played it?
I played it. I'm still on level 6.
I might buy it just so I have Game of the Year, because by now it should be pretty.
I don't know.
It should be pretty cheap, right?
I think it's on sale for 50% off this week, isn't it?
I don't know. I don't know.
Was that last week?
$30 for that, honestly, but.
Dude, it's a great game. Chris, I remember you saying you weren't as impressed right off the bat.
Right. Chris made it sound really boring, actually.
I'm still, I have no desire to go back to it. I just, like, I got to, like, level 7 or 8, played about 4 hours or so. And I just, I mean, it's a well-made Wolfenstein game.
Yeah, at the very least. I think, I don't know.
It has better mission variety than Destiny.
Yeah.
Because Destiny has one mission.
Right.
There's only one mission in the entire thing.
I'm pretty sure Wolfenstein has more than one.
I mean, at this point, I don't think Destiny's on anyone's, like, game of the year list.
I will say this, it'll be in my top 10.
I will say this.
Definitely be in my top 10.
It'll definitely be in my top 10, too. But
and right now, it's Don's game of the year. Like, he's already saying it.
The wild card. Like, fucking Rogue Legacy, all right? That's all you need to know about the guy.
Rogue Legacy was a great game.
Cool. All right. Here's the thing, though. All I've been playing over the last week, well, besides little things here and there, is Destiny. And I kind of got into it. Like, I really enjoy it, but there's no way I'm ever going to fight for that for Game of the Year. It'll be my top 10.
I'm right there with you.
It's fun. It's fun for what it is. But
it's good. That's yeah.
It'll be in my top 10.
Perfect feel.
I got 10 more games I could put over Destiny.
Well, that could happen. But.
I mean, yeah, there could be. Right now, if you had to make me choose a top 10, like, Destiny would be on it. And yeah. Definitely, like, towards the top, too, because I've had a lot of fun with it.
I've started appreciating
coming out. There's Call of Duty. There's Unity. I mean, people don't realize that November is pretty stacked with games. So, I mean, there's a couple other ones that... Far Cry 4 just put out a new trailer. It got me kind of excited. I'm like, oh man, I can't wait for a good open world game like that. You know, like GTA is one thing, but this is I miss like the jungle island open world that feels like Far Cry 4 is kind of like the best in the business with that right now. So I'm looking forward.
I'm gonna like it. Yeah, like that I could very well see that being my game of the year argument. And then you turning on me after we make a plan.
That's because, dude, at that point it was a lost cause. I was with you for like 45 minutes, but like
I said we go back and listen to the tape.
And then we choose.
You can listen to the tape, but at that
Mario
point,
Mario Kart 8.
I kind of like Halo at that point, so yeah, you're dead to me.
Halo was really good.
Knowing your battle, sir.
Also. Chris just mentioned Mario Kart 8. I could see going for that, honestly. Like, I thought it was really well done, and I don't know. It and Wolfenstein are my top two, I think they've been since they came out, so.
Yeah.
Well,
anyways, we got time before that even comes to fruition.
Yeah, I mean, Alien next week.
Oh, I hope it's good.
Alien. I think we'll hold off on that. Maybe that's a Black Friday.
I hope it sucks. Dude,
why?
An alien.
Why would you say that?
Because he's against the studio that he supposedly likes.
The studio that I like
is gonna
spending
hate.
Time on something
not,
other than strategy games to
not
make fucking alien.
Not making game. A Tony game. That's why he's angry. They're not making a Tony game.
They should be working on it. Well, they did announce a new game, though. They announced Total War Attila. So
I just remember when this was first announced, you're so pissed. You're like...
I'm just saying that it shouldn't be Alien coming out next week. It should be Total War Attila. That's all I'm saying.
You were saying there was it's going to be their B team on it. It's going to blow. They don't know how to make this game.
I hope it sucks.
I can't wait till it gets fucking nines and tens across the board.
I pee on
I'm going to fucking be tweeting at you so hard.
Why would you even care if it sucks?
I hope they. These so they go back to strategy games. They're like, oh, we can't do anything else. Maybe we should go back to strategy games.
That seems very selfish of you, Napo. Seems very selfish.
I'm innocent, I swear.
I don't trust that.
Chris, what have you been playing?
Forza Horizon 2.
Oh, boy.
And it is fantastic.
Yeah.
It
there
is
are actual
so
fans
good.
In the game. Like
there
fans.
Are. They aren't cardboard cutouts. yeah, the game is great. It is definitely scratching my burnout itch.
Oh.
Like Burnout Paradise open world type game. Like they added in off-road racing, which was not in the last Forza Horizon, which really opens up the world, and the off-road racing is completely insane. Like, it's... You just, when you're flying through the air and you can't see anything and you're hoping you're making your line because you're running through a cornfield and you're trying to hit the next smoke checkpoint, and oh, it's so good.
I played Horizon, the first one. Is it that much different? I mean, Horizon wasn't a bad game. I liked it, but it didn't, like, I'm not intrigued with this new one.
I mean, it's very similar in scope. It's just a bigger version of it. They added in like a ton of new stuff. So yeah. if you remember the kind of like the you would gain points for doing like cool things like drifting or and tying those, I think they call them skill chains, and okay. There's like a 200 or 150 different ranks or whatever, and like that was like your kind of your rep rank. Well, they have that this year in this version, but it's not a rep rank, it's like a skill point, and there's like a whole RPG kind of unlock system, like a skill tree that you unlock, and it doesn't actually make you better, but it gives you bonuses in different areas, so you can definitely outfit it so that you're getting like extra XP or extra like credits from doing races that you enjoy doing. So
okay.
if you're big on like the you know, point-to-point races, or you like to go head-to-head with people, like, you can definitely be, you know, positioning the game so that it's paying you out for doing it. There's, like, 200-some cars. No microtransactions, as far as I can tell right now, which is a big difference from the original Horizon and the last Forza. Not that you had to, you know, use any of them, but they kind of threw it in your face a lot. Let's see what else they got. They do this kind of cool, like, when you're racing in a racing game, like, racing games are actually very pretty if you're watching them, but if you're playing them, if you're driving them, you're often missing out on, like, a lot of the detail. And so the way they've worked this is it's like 4 or 5 race championships that you're doing with an individual car. And then you're moving to a different part of Europe. And to get to that different part, you're taking what they call a road trip, and they give you, like, you know, 10, 15, 20 minutes to go from point A to point B. And it's just, like, the objective is to just go out and enjoy the scenery. Like, it's not a race. It's just kind of go out and drive. And, like, they add so much detail in this game. Like, it's so pretty. Everything's really great about it. I love it. I probably played about 5 hours of it since it came out on Tuesday, so.
Nice. Where do you guys get all this time to play in the middle of the week? I hate you.
I haven't played a whole lot of Destiny this week.
Oh, no.
I tried to get to Destiny, so I'm level 18. I tried to get to level 20 before Tuesday happened, but it didn't happen. I got kicked off the servers on Sunday.
Yeah, they've been having some server issues. Like, I was in a couple matches, and like, oh, you've lost connection to the server. Like, great, we were winning. Like, guess I won't get points towards my bounty there. Is there anything else I get? Nobody got Sherlock yet, right?
No, no, not yet. I will.
Yeah, I'm gonna pick that.
Or High Water, I'm getting that game.
All around. That is a Naples game through and through.
There's that, and then NBA 2K comes out next week, so I have some decisions to make.
Yeah. 2K looks good. I don't know if I'm about to get 2K again. See, I fucked up. I knew I should have known better. You never buy a first version of a sports game that comes out on next-gen console.
What was wrong with the last NBA 2K?
Are you serious? There was nothing to do. There was just a career mode, but it was like
the career mode,
like,
was great. I put like 70 hours into the career mode.
I did too, but I'm just saying that, like, there wasn't like this mode or like this game looks like totally different. It's completely different. You don't buy them. Like look at NHL fucking 15. It's
right.
nothing to do in that game.
Right. Madden this year was fantastic, and last year the sidelines were empty.
Yeah. Yeah, it was again like kind of like a shell for this one.
Are the sidelines empty in Madden this year?
No.
Huh. Fascinating.
No, there's actually, yeah, it actually looks like a game of football.
Yeah, like every but aspect. Yeah, 15 looks good. I'll probably just wait till next year. Yeah.
Why? I reviewed it. I gave it a 5 out of 5. What do you want from me?
This year's?
This year's. The best Madden since Madden 2007.
Base game technology? No. Sorry. I have Madden. I'm talking about NBA.
Oh, NBA? Oh.
Yeah, I bought Madden. This is the first Madden I bought in like 4 years.
And you're loving it, right? It's great. It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's great. I'm enjoying it quite well.
I won the Super Bowl. Was that this weekend?
I believe it was.
The Patriots won the Super Bowl. It's as close as we're going to get this year, I think, as me winning in Madden, but... I have video of Tom Brady hoisting the trophy. The nice thing about Madden on Xbox One, though, is every time you score a touchdown, it records the play that you ran to get there. I thought it was pretty cool going back through all the plays that I was running. Because I was scoring touchdowns on different plays every time. And you, like, think back to the history of Madden, and you're like, it used to be that I would run, like, 3 plays, and now I'm running, like, 60 different ones in a game.
Yeah.
I
feel like I keep, like, these coaches' suggestions I'm playing right now. I feel like it just keeps giving me the same, like, 5, but it works.
Yeah. Yeah.
Throw, trap, and, like, slants.
Yeah. It really depends on the team you're playing with, too.
Yeah.
I will say, though, when I was hoisting that Lombardi trophy, I blew out the Seattle Seahawks in the Super Bowl. Oh. I crushed them. That was also the game where I got the achievement for scoring more than 50 points in a game against the best defense in the NFL.
Oh, there you go.
I was on it.
Yeah.
Tom Brady threw 8 touchdown passes.
Jesus Christ.
Dude, Blake Bortles, man, he's a 91 on my franchise.
I think that's part of it too. If you're like successful, your players get so much better. Like they get so much XP in the games now.
We get a ton of XP. Yeah, my boy's looking good. Looking good in real life too. So you
like I started off. You start off the Patriots are like an 86 overall, and when I was playing in the Super Bowl, like my overall team rating was a 90.
Yeah.
Which is an insane insane progression for an entire team. And that's just like XP earned from playing during the season.
I think Jags were like a 78 when I started, and this is my second year, and now they're 85. So they're getting up there. I've been making some free agent moves.
Some acquisitions.
I think Vereen's on my team. Didn't he used to play for...
Yeah, it's a running back.
I know. I got Okun from Seattle.
Nothing else came out this week, right? That was it.
I think those were all Smash the, comes all the out. That's a
more or less. Right. That's about it. Yeah, I'd say so.
We got any news?
I don't have very much news. I do have one. I guess this is annoying news, but Gama Sutra, I'm not sure how they pronounce it, was the website that was probably targeted most by Gamergate because they wrote the initial article proclaiming the death of gamers as a whatever. So they became a big target for the Gamergate like folks. Who felt that that was kind of an attack on their way of life and who they were, their identity. Apparently, they flooded Intel with complaints about their sponsorship of Gama Sutra, and now Intel has pulled their support from the website.
I don't know how I feel about that. Yeah.
Like it was hundreds and hundreds of emails and phone calls to Intel.
Yeah.
They've done an excellent job of like coordinating their efforts to harass whomever it happens to be.
I don't know. I feel like both sides at this point are just so fucked and like wrong, and it's like pretty much just like politics at this point, where no one wants to hear what the other person wants to say, and it's just like you're just arguing for the sake of arguing at this point.
Right. I'm at the point now where I'm getting like knocking people off my Twitter feed. Just stop talking about it.
This has been going on for like 6-7 weeks now.
It's over. Okay, guys, the conversation has moved on. If you're still talking about that, you're not a normal person anymore.
I mean, I understand, like, people want equality, but at this point, it's like, okay, well, I mean, things aren't getting done the way that you want it, so maybe there's a different approach we can take at this point.
But at this point, I'm not even sure what the hell is being argued about anymore.
Right. It's become so muddled at this point. Like, I don't think people know what they're objecting to. and movements are like adopting people. It's like if you look at the Republican Party, and they represent like all these disparate groups.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, social conservatives and Christians and fiscal conservatives, and they're all like, they all have like different views, but they like slap one big label on them. You're like, great, I don't know what you are anymore.
Right. It's like, and then you're like, well, yeah, I agree with like, I'm arguing about this aspect, but like, you people are sexist, racist pigs. Like, why right. am I being lumped in with you? Like,
yes, yeah. I just wanted better journalism over there. I didn't want, you know,
right.
to strip this woman of her right to talk because she's a woman. That wasn't really what I was trying to say.
Right. It's just become such a mess that, I just kind of ignore it at this point. Like, just I don't want to hear about it. Please stop talking about it.
But it's annoying that it's having like a tangible. Like, that's a big sponsorship for.
Yeah.
And these sites run on the revenue they get from things like that.
Right.
So you wonder, from a group that complains that they've been censored, like how that will affect the ability of journalists to speak freely. I don't know.
I mean. And it being Intel, like, that they're a very big, you know, tech company, but I think some of it is, like, so much of the revenue that comes in for these game sites is from game publishers, and so it's easy to see a conflict of
right
interest. Like, all right, you're... It's really funny because I mean you see it all the time on the boards, like if you like frequent them, it's like, oh, IGN just ran their Call of Duty review. It's a 9, and their entire site is decked out in Call of Duty, like they're celebrating it or something. Like, and if you know anything about the way like the sites run, like that's not accurate. Like, editorial like doesn't talk with the advertising section,
supposedly.
Right, like,
right.
I mean, that, but in a lot of companies, like, that's kind of how that stuff works, is, like, editorial shouldn't be touching that because you don't want to, you know, taint that issue. Granted, I don't know how IGN operates anymore. Like, they are not the big, gigantic behemoth that they were before with Fox money. Like, Fox doesn't own them anymore. So I don't exactly know, but before they could afford to do that sort of separation. And it's just so funny to, like, you see that. It's like, oh, Call of Duty 9.0. And it's, you have banners for buy Call of Duty. You click on it and go to GameStop. It's like, all right, there's some, like, weird stuff going on.
Yeah,
I think, though, that's a separation. People demand, like, game. They shouldn't get their website, their money from publishers. But it's a separation that doesn't exist in other areas of journalism. Like, who runs ads in Car and Driver? You know,
yeah.
Ford and Toyota.
Sure.
Like, who in the industry I work in, who runs ads in an energy publication? Energy companies.
Yeah,
it's like,
but
that's who your audience is. It's
like right and old. Like, remember when they used to make newspapers?
Like, why are newspapers going out of business? That model doesn't work anymore.
I'm just saying, like, they I don't know. Whatever.
I feel like it's a little bit different too, though, because like those ads, it's not like every page that there's like a little sliver of Ford like marketing, compared to like when you go to a website, it's
right.
Fucking everywhere. So like once you pass that page with the Ford marketing, yeah, there might be a couple other pages that have it, but you're not. It's not fucking drilled in your head. So I think that it's a little bit different compared to a website, for example.
And oftentimes, like, just, you know, the way the game industry and gaming journalism works is like, so
guys, do me a favor and go to caranddriver.com right now.
Oh yeah, no, I'm sure that
like it's covered in ads from Acura.
You're right. Yeah, and that's kind of just the website.
Just the way it is.
Right.
Sure,
but is there also like a review of the new Acura like RSX up there and like
I'm
right
sure
next
there is,
to the ad.
And I'm sure somewhere
right next to the ad. Like that's
no,
like,
I know that's
like
best
bad. That,
Acura
yeah,
ever.
That's like it's just bad positioning, and it's like somebody at these game sites should be thinking like, hey, maybe this isn't the best time to be like propping this up right as we're running the Call of Duty review or whatever. Yeah. Like,
right.
But then again, how are you going to avoid that? Like, if those two things are
yeah,
being scheduled completely okay. independently,
right? It's just and, but you
and,
can see
and,
where people
well,
are like, hey, this is sketchy.
But really, more that's on the publishers, because you're like, all
right,
when do you want your ad to come out?
Right,
well,
when the game comes out, right with the reviews.
and they time like the publishers hold all the cards here. It's when is your game ready to be reviewed? Well.
Yeah.
At this time, our ad campaigns,
right? Like when you want to when you want to run our ad, that's when the game can be reviewed.
Yeah,
I mean, the publishers definitely like are very much a culprit in all this, but I don't know. I don't necessarily even care because I don't go to those sites anymore. But
that's true. Yeah.
I just go to Giant Bomb and watch them ride roller coasters while playing Super Mario Brothers 3. That's all. Fucking awesome. I mean, I think that there's still, like, there's a validation for reviews because there are some times where there's games like Shadow of Mordor where maybe people didn't understand, like, how good it was. It's like, holy shit, everyone's giving it fucking 8s and 9s. Like,
right. That's why I bought it.
But, yeah, for the most part, I look at... Like, especially if I know it's a game I'm excited for, I look for what my friends say on Twitter and stuff and kind of go off of those. But, yeah, I'll every now and then. But
honestly, so. Like, certain games, like Alien, I don't care if that gets 5s across the board next week, I'm buying it. Like, I just, certain games are, I just,
hey,
like,
we know.
Hey, I'm trying to say I have bad taste. I don't know.
You also bought, what was it, Sonic Lost Worlds?
I bought that. I said it was not good, though. I'm not buying that.
No, it's cool. Like, and you're excited for the game, so that's awesome. Like, you don't need, like, reviews to kind of validate whether you'll like it or not. But I think that there are games where reviews are good. And honestly, I mean, even if the review score is skewed a little bit, like, is it really going to be that much, like, different? Like, if they have a ton of advertising out, I don't think so. I feel more so it's look at the reviewers who are reviewing the game, because you'll get a lot of fanboys that will, up the score compared to someone that, like, you know, compared to maybe, like, advertising, where they'll be like, oh, you better review like this. So,
that's the other kind of funny thing about this whole thing is that they're all kind of getting behind. A lot of them are like kind of, you know, putting down traditional games media, Polygon, IGN, stuff like that, and they're kind of like rallying behind these YouTube personalities who have no code of ethics at all. Like,
right. Who hide the fact that they take money.
Right.
Right. I just like Let's Plays a lot, though. I feel that, you know, Let's Plays are a good way, especially for indie games, as far as, like...
You could see, like, I don't care what they're saying. It's like you can see what the game is.
Yeah, exactly.
In fact, I watch them with the sound off.
You could. And you'd still kind of get, like, more or less the same feeling. I mean, so, yeah. It's a great world we live in where we're not, like, tied down to what people from a certain website say and give scores, because a lot of times, you know, companies are smart. They'll give it out unless Destiny. They wait for a fucking embargo. But, I mean, you know, it's good to get, like, your kind of a word of mouth out a couple weeks before. Put it on YouTube, get a couple videos, and if you're confident in your work, let it speak for itself, and people will fucking buy it.
Yeah.
That is true.
I've been noticing that more lately, where they'll have, like, they'll let reviews go way earlier than they should.
Yeah, it's like Smash was out already, and
like a couple weeks ago, it's like, you know, if you're confident in your game, you'll let the, you know, who cares about embargoes? Give it to them, let them review it.
In fact, that's kind of the most telling things, like, not over reviews, but these day one embargoes, like, they scare me now. Destiny was kind of like the realization that, man.
I mean, I don't know how much of that is. I mean, like, Destiny being an online game, and if they weren't going to have their servers up and running for the public, like, I don't know how much you could post that there.
Remember SimCity?
Right.
When they had all those early... like, well, yeah, they had all those early reviews that were all really good, and then no one could play it when it actually launched.
I mean, there are things wrong with Destiny, but I don't know if not having the game ready to review on day one was an issue. Like, it's we're in a weird position with that those types of games, I guess, so...
I think the difference between SimCity and Destiny, though, was SimCity was, like, a complete fucking meltdown. The game itself was actually decent. Like, if the game was like it was in the demo, as far as the servers, then I think that it would have scored really good. But the fact was that it wasn't. But Destiny, on the other hand...
But it did score really well. That's the funny part,
yeah,
though.
But then,
like, scores got taken down, or, like, down a notch to what they thought. But right. I mean, Destiny, on the other hand, played perfectly, which a lot of people didn't talk about, but I thought was really nice that the servers were, like, pretty much spot on day one. But I don't know. I think that the gameplay kind of spoke for itself as far as the scores, and the scores kind of reflect that. So I don't know. I feel like day one embargoes are kind of a scary thing now to me. Especially if it's a game that I'm kind of like more or less not sure about. So maybe in the future I might just wait. Pre-order bonuses don't get me excited anymore anyway. So, like, they're really stupid. Oh, get a new gun or a new skin. Awesome. Not really.
Speaking of Destiny, something I've noticed on the Bungie forums is people kind of like... throwing a lot of backlash at Activision over the game.
Yeah, you sent that article around.
I sent that, like, there was a Reddit AMA from a supposed ex-Bungie employee that, like, really kind of went into, there's a bunch of crazy stories about, like, development on Destiny and, like, the problems. But, like, fans have really kind of been, like, riding Activision on this, and I'm kind of, like, wondering why. Like, even if Activision funded the game, and even if they pushed for it to go out, like, when it went out, Destiny was already 2 years late.
Right.
So them going, you need to get this shit out there, we've invested, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars. Like, it needs to go.
Yeah.
Blame them.
And say, let's, you know, put something out.
Right, and then the other end of that is, like, alright, well, you know, if Activision did have some sort of creative control over Destiny. Like, whose fault is that?
Right. Like, Bungie put the deal together.
Right. This isn't, like, Bungie is an independent studio now. Like, I was just, like, really confused by why people were getting all over. I mean, I guess it's easy to get angry at Activision because they are Activision and
evil. You
know, I guess.
They killed Guitar Hero and
Call of Duty and
everything else.
They haven't killed Call of Duty yet.
They killed Tony Hawk.
They did kill Tony Hawk.
Tony Hawk. Rest
in
peace.
Good game. God damn it.
Is there any other news?
That was all I had. There were lots of games. Yeah, lots and lots of games.
And lots of games next week, too. So.
Oh, baby. Oh, God.
He's there.
I'm not sure if we've put out a call for questions. So I don't know if we have any.
I don't think I do. I think I tried.
Never mind. That was last week.
I tried, man. Hold on.
Yeah, Matt sent a whole bunch of questions last week that we answered.
Yeah, he did. He asked one right now. Have you ever tried to woo a girl who has a boyfriend?
No, that's a bad idea.
So, when I met my wife...
Oh, boy.
She was dating my best friend's roommate.
Oh.
Shit.
Well done. Yeah. When you met her, though. When you started dating.
Stole her. You steal her? You a homewrecker?
She took one look at the hunk of man that's Chris and said, "Oh my God, get out of my life."
Gotta get me somebody. Hey.
I can't even remember your name anymore. Is that how it happened, Chris?
Chris, you little scamp.
That's exactly how it happened. Not even really sure. Like, I just remember, like, I mean, there was a spring break that she lived near me. So there was a spring break. She came home from we had been hanging out like kind of up at her school, she came home with my friend for spring break. And that whole week, like, we were hanging out. And then when she went back, she broke up with her boyfriend. And then we started going out. So, So I guess, like, that answers Matt's question.
I ain't gonna beat that.
Yeah, I'm just so attractive. I had so many women, I didn't have to choose the ones that were coupled up.
I don't know. I don't think I ever, maybe I, like, flirted, but...
I hooked up with a girl who had a
boyfriend. I went aggressively for someone that had a boyfriend.
Fozzie, you have a code of honor. You're
one
honorable.
Time.
I hooked up with a girl who had a boyfriend once, but I didn't know she had a boyfriend. Does that, like, count?
No, it doesn't count.
I think Matt was specifically, like, you knew...
You were trying to, like, steal her. Yeah. Like, I was, like, I didn't know that. Like, I got a call the next day, and I thought it was her calling. And I was like, hey.
Her boyfriend.
And I was like, hey, I know where you live. I know your name. I will kill you. And I was like, wait.
Jesus. Perfect. You're like, why are you killing me?
Yeah, like, who is this? And he, like, explained it all to me. I was like, dude, I didn't know she had a boyfriend. I'm sorry, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're going to be pissed at me. Talk to her.
Yeah. She's the one that had the boyfriend.
I had no idea, man. I really didn't. Like, honest to God.
Yeah.
So that's the closest I come to that, I think. I'm a good boy in general.
I'm not all like Chris. Fucking just...
Just home wreck and shit.
That's all right. He ended up getting married to somebody else and wore a skirt to his wedding.
Oh, he's Scottish.
He's Irish.
But he's not. I don't know. Made no sense.
He just wanted to wear a skirt.
Yeah, he wanted to wear. And they had bagpipes. Like, you're not Scottish.
What?
So, like, we actually, like, my wife and I.
Gamer, because that seems like something a gamer would do.
You know, I don't know. He grew Christmas trees. Like, that's what his family did.
What?
Dude.
Yeah, it was really
everybody
weird.
Needs a hobby.
How is this life? How do you, like...
he was a weird dude. We haven't talked to him in a long time. Like, the fact that, like, everyone kind of remained friends, like, after they broke up was a little... I always found it a little weird, but...
We don't
talk to him anymore. I mean, after, you know, the whole... He wore a kilt to his wedding thing, and he's not Scottish, so...
That did it for you?
Yeah, that was pretty much it. Like, this is really weird. Also, we did not get along with his wife, so...
You what? You didn't get along with his wife?
Yeah, we didn't get along with his wife. I mean, that's important. Like, you should like the people you hang out with, so...
That's a good point.
Really?
Yeah, Jeff.
Yeah, Jeff. It's good for your sanity to do that.
I thought it was just, like, a proximity thing. They're there,
you guys are around me, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess there's that.
I like that genuine concern.
All right. Well, I believe that's it for questions. Be back next week with Jeff and I will have Alien.
Oh, I will have it inside of me.
Shadow of Mordor will probably be finished next week.
Yeah, I'll be playing that more.
Might get Smash. We'll see.
All right.
Oh, 3DS, huh?
Yeah.
God damn you, Fozzie.
It looks... Dude, I played the fuck out of that demo.
I tried it. I thought it was good. It was like... It was...
I really hate Smash Bros. Design. Yeah, he's not comfortable to play on at fucking all, but...
Are you playing with XL?
Yeah.
I think it's fine.
No, dude. It doesn't feel, like, good at all in your hands. It's just... It's heavy and fucking... Like, the buttons don't feel... It doesn't matter. I'll probably get it.
It's not comfortable. It doesn't matter. I will probably play it anyway. All right.
Until my hands are claws.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, maybe... All right. Are you guys going to get on Wii U?
I am, yes.
Fozzie? Don't lie to me.
I don't know. Stop yelling at me.
That's a Wii U game for me.
Yeah, I'm not big in the series, but like I'll probably get it and it'll be fun. Like
I'm gonna get it on at least one of those systems. So I'm just
might as well get it on the bigger version of it.
Oh, before we end, I played The Crew.
Oh, you did?
What?
Yeah, the Ubisoft racing game.
Yeah,
the open world, like the entire United States involved in the game. That's a weird game.
Cool. Like,
really, really weird. It's in closed beta right now. I got a code for the Xbox One, and that game's really strange. Like, there's a narrative to it that reminds me kind of if you guys ever played Driver.
I tried it out once.
Yeah, so it's like that, like where, you know, everything happens in the car, but there's narrative going on, there's cutscenes. It's like a murder thing, like your brother gets murdered and you get framed for it, so you end up in jail, and now it's like a revenge plot. So you have to join this gang and work your way up the ranks.
Is there Vin Diesel in this game?
It should be, because it's like a lot of the missions remind me of like Fast and Furious or like Gone in 60 Seconds. Like, it really is just like that. It's so dumb. I think it has a really cool premise, like that, like you'll be able to go like the beta has Detroit and Chicago open in it, and you can travel between the cities, and it's, I don't know how accurate Chicago is, Jeff. It's probably like Ubisoft accurate, so. Like, Watch Dogs accurate. Yeah, probably very mad. But evidently, like, Philadelphia doesn't even exist on the map they currently have. New York takes up, like, most of the Northeast, and then there's Washington, D.C., and Philly should be in the middle, and it just doesn't exist. But Pittsburgh does. But yeah, it seems like there's a really cool premise, and you can jump in and play with other people, and... But yeah, the missions are really like strange, and there's people talking to you, giving you narrative exposition about like why you're doing things, and I don't know if it's going to be any good. It seems interesting. The driving is very loose, though, like very, very arcadey, which coming from Forza Horizon 2, which is, you know, it's a more arcadey version of Forza, but it's still very much grounded in reality. Like, the stuff going on in the crew is weird. And a lot of the missions remind me of, like, the driving missions in, like, a GTA game. Like, take this car and get it to point X in, you know, X amount of time without destroying it. Or
that's right. Unlimited had a lot of missions like that.
Yeah.
Too.
So, that game exists. It's crashed on me a couple times, but it's a beta, so who knows? But yeah, before I forget, because I will probably delete that off of my hard drive.
Perfect.
At some point.
Was it a demo? So, beta? I don't get it.
It's a closed beta right now. I guess they're doing server tests.
Are any of you guys going to be playing Drive Club next week?
It's free.
Yeah.
You have PlayStation Plus, so.
Yeah. Well, like, you get like 11 tracks.
11 tracks, 10 cars, and there's only 50 in the game, so that's like 20%.
Yeah, I'll get it. Right? Yeah,
I'll give it a shot. I'll try it. I don't have high hopes for it. And I haven't... Have you seen any commercials or anything for it?
No.
Sony is throwing this game out to die. Like,
You don't know. Like, racing games... There's, like, a really strong niche crowd for racing games.
Sure. Like,
there's fucking an F1 fan base. Like, they, like...
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's a very strong racing fan base, but, like, I've seen commercials for Forza Horizon 2, like...
Yeah. Well, yeah, but that's, like, a good one anyways, but...
I'm sure...
F1. Would you think there's, like, an F1 fan base out there, like, where it's, like, all these motherfuckers into it?
Yes. It's called Europe.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not into F1, but...
That was surprising.
Your teams are. Oh,
yeah.
They are.
Yeah, I'll give Drive Club a try.
I just saw that was coming up free.
Yeah,
it's Alien, you know.
That's their big free release, right?
Yeah. Oh, they have some other good ones too, though. I remember there were like games I played before I liked that they're like re-releasing. I forgot what they were.
Spelunky?
Yeah. Fuck yeah, I'll take Spelunky for free again. Yes.
So.
Spelunky.
And then there's what's the Xbox One free game? Anybody know?
Chariot.
Oh. Is that out yet?
Yeah, it's out. Right. It's out yesterday.
I guess it's like a 2D platformer, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a 2-player as well. It's co-op.
Huh. I'll give that a shot.
2-player.
Yeah.
Jeff has a new game to play with his girlfriend.
Yeah. Hopefully it doesn't end in tears.
All right. We'll be back next week. Say goodnight, Fozzie.
Goodnight, Fozzie.